The Gopher Legislative Advisory Board was created by Executive Order 2020-06. That order is publicly available on the governor's website. Today's meeting is an official meeting of the board, is open to the public, and will be run in a manner compliant with RSC 91A. Today's meeting is also being recorded. Should you be a speaking participant and not wish to be recorded, you may disconnect now. The recording from today's meeting will be transcribed and posted on the Gopher webpage. My name is Taylor Caswell. I'm the Director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Relief and Recovery, and I will be facilitating today's meeting. Because the board is meeting by phone under RSA 91A, there are a few initial logistics that we need to establish. First, each of us must state our names, where we are located, and who is in the room. I'll begin. My name is Taylor Caswell. I'm the Director of Gopher here in the Gopher office at One Eagle Square in Concord. Senator Susie.
This is Donna Susie. I am at my legal office in Concord, and I am alone.
Speaker Sherliff.
Steve Sherliff. I'm in the Speaker's office at the State House, and I am alone.
Senator Morse.
Chuck Morse. I'm in my office in Atkinson, and I am alone.
Representative Hinch.
This is Dick Hinch. I am in my Concord Republican office, and I am with Representative Sherm Packard at his desk.
Okay. Senator D'Alessandro.
Lou D'Alessandro. I'm at home in Manchester, and I'm by myself.
Representative Walner.
I'm at home. This is Mary Jane Walner, and I am at home in Concord. And my husband is in the house.
Senator Reagan.
Senator Reagan, I'm in my office by myself.
Okay. And Representative Hennessy.
Erin Hennessy, I am at home in Littleton by myself.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. As we move through our agenda today, each board member and anyone else speaking is asked to identify themselves before speaking. And remember, if you're not speaking, to please keep your phone on mute. Should we choose to take any votes today, they must be done in by roll call in the process that we just used. And finally, as we begin today's presentations, please remember to hit five star if you would like to ask a question. In addition, presenters are asked also to hit five star when their turn comes up to unmute their line. In terms of today's agenda, we've been juggling some changes here at Gopher this morning. As you know, we had planned to have the Department of Education speak with us on the subject of current state of SAU finances, and in addition, Speaker Sherliff had helped make a connection with the School Boards Association for their input on the subject. We learned late this morning that both of these presenters had scheduling conflicts with our meeting time today, so they're not currently on the call. I am happy to make accommodation to revisit this issue, however the advisory board would feel is best, given the concern with timing expressed at our last meeting particularly. We might also discuss who we might consider to help lead this discussion in the most productive way to address the concerns and the discussion of the board. Having said that, that does leave us with the item which we discussed at our last meeting, which is in regard to the Mascoma Community Health Center. And I know Senators Morse and D'Alessandro have been working on that subject, and I believe might be in position to give us some feedback on that subject. So I think what I might do, if there's no objection, would be to proceed to that item right now, have the discussion as it relates to Mascoma, and then we can return to the education piece and discuss how we would like to proceed given the scheduling challenges we had this morning. So with that, if there's no other objections or conversation, I would maybe ask Senator Morse to take over from here on the Mascoma issue.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask Senator D'Alessandro for help too, but the Mascoma actually had a meeting with us last week to clarify a lot of the situation, and Gopher had a meeting with us last week to clarify the situation. I think what we need to walk through today in order to get to what the end solution is, they originally, Mascoma, were looking for $300,000. They had a deferral from USDA, which Senator Shaheen worked with them on. It looks like, and Senator D'Alessandro can confirm this, there's a deferral from CDFA now until 9/21 of next year, which is a huge improvement of $100,000. But there's also a need for some cash flow monies every month from now till August. And the only thing to clarify is, are they behind on some bills too, besides what I just talked about? And maybe Senator D'Alessandro or Mike Keynes on this call, you can clarify those 2 points. Lou, you out there? I don't have either one.
Senator, he's hitting us. Hold on a second. Senator, I think you might be muting on your end. We don't have you muted here. Can you double check that, Senator D'Alessandro?
Am I unmuted?
You got you. We can hear you now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Here's just a point of clarification, and Senator Morse and I have worked on this. He gave me an assignment. I worked on it with the CDFA. The CDFA loan is for $100,000. The deferment isn't for the full year until September 2021. It's until April of 2021. At that point, they have a reduced payment schedule of $1,600 a month until September of 2021. Then the payment goes up to $1,800 a month. And then in September of 2022, a balloon payment of $71,000. So that's the schedule there in terms of repayment of that loan from the CDFA. I looked at the Senator Morse and I discussed a situation talking about the need of $180,000 for the months of October, November, and December, $60,000 a month. And then for the next 6 months, $20,000 a month until they got back on their feet in terms of their fundraising and their patient services, et cetera. I think those were the things that Senator Morse and I discussed. I did look at the material sent to me by LBA and Michael Keane, which accounted for the number of dollars left in the CARES 19 money. So we have a base number on that. Now I haven't heard if HHS, and Senator Morse, you can help me on this one, if HHS has any way of helping Mascoma from January through that six-month period. But as it stands now, they do need $300,000. I think the increments that I've broken it down into seem to be something that Senator Morse and I discussed in terms of how that money would be obtained. Is that fair, Chuck?
All right. Here's where I need to clarify a point, and if Mike Keynes on the call, I just want to clarify it. Originally, we were asked for $100,000. We saw an opportunity in one of these calls to talk to CDFA about a deferral because the other deferral was already happened. And basically what I'm trying to figure out is if, and this goes to talk about that $180,000 you were talking about this fall, if the deferral happens, $180,000. Does that mean they only need $80,000 this fall? And that's the question that I asked Mike Payne this morning. And I think we need to get an answer to that. And then the reality is, I think if that is true, and you know, it basically until August of next year, and you need to understand this, they'd have to come up with about $200,000, which is $20,000 a month, which is what I talked to Mike Kane about, scrubbing the financials in the state of New Hampshire first to see if there were opportunities for emergency funding there, so that we could be consistent and find them $20,000 a month. The reason that that would work is I don't think their merger with Health First isn't gone. It isn't moving forward right now. Obviously, COVID has a lot to do with that. But if they could merge with Health First, you know, by next August, that would change the whole position of their financials. So basically what we were trying to do leaving our meetings last week was rearrange the debt, and that's what they've been trying to do. And then second, find them what number of cash flow they would need per month. They certainly wanted to front load that, but my understanding is if we defer that $100,000 payment in December, they wouldn't need that piece front loaded, and that's what I want to understand.
Senator, I might also add that Mike, I think we have Mr. Kane available on the call if you'd like him to jump in on this conversation.
Yeah, I think he could help with it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike. You should be unmuted.
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Michael Kane, Legislative Budget Assistant. I'm in my office in the State House in Concord alone. Just in regards to the current situation with Muskoma, I did have a discussion with Mike Sampson this morning. And so basically, if you remember back in your 929 meeting, it was an estimated loss at the end of December about $300,000 on their pro forma. Since that time, they did receive multiple deferrals, one from USDA for debt service, which is about $16,000 a month, and then CDFA, a deferral of that loan payback, which for the 3 months in October, November, December, based on their pro forma, they were assuming $100,000 payback of that loan. So that deferral for the next 3 months saves them about $100,000. As a result of some deferred bills from August and September that they could not pay because they did have to pay the USDA debt service for those 2 months, that's another $50,000 that will become due through December is what they would like to pay. As a result, that $300,000 comes down to about $200,000. Estimated to be at the end of December. Mike Sampson could be on the call. Obviously, Muskoma would be a better expert on their financials, but as Senator Morse was stating, so $200,000 would get them through August. There is some front-loading for the $50,000 in bills that they did have to defer in August and September. So I think Sampson can verify this, but I think for the 3 months they were looking at close to $110,000. That's the roughly $20,000 a month based on the $200,000 over 10 months plus the $50,000 divided between the 3 months. So I think it was roughly about $110,000 if they received by December. My understanding was that they would be in a good position and then obviously would need that additional assistance going forward through August to take them through. That was my understanding on a quick conversation with Mike Sampson. So I don't know if that helps or just causes more confusion.
No, that works. That makes a lot of sense, Mike. So basically to get to 110, we go with 20,000 a month for 10 months. So the next 3 months would be 60. And then they have a $50,000 problem with bills they haven't paid.
Correct.
Okay, so that gets us to 110. Yep. Don't think we're going to get an answer today, but, I mean, and you know, I want to thank Senator D'Alessandro and LBA and staff in my office. These meetings have not been 15-minute meetings. We need a little more time, and I don't think we can get an answer today on the how we fund the number that Mike just said. I think it's going to take some part of Gopher and some part of the state budget to get us there. And the but the number is 110 to get us through the end of the year. But I certainly think we need to address the whole cash flow issue every month for 10 months. So the bigger number is just slightly over 200. So that's how we got to where we are right now. I just think it's going to take a few more days of doing exactly what we did, but the biggest news we can bring you right now is the delay in the CDFA, which makes the picture a lot brighter, but it's not a and they certainly need more. One other clarifying point, if you remember, we talked about a $6,500 grant they got. The Gopher Committee made it clear, everyone that was in that round of grants got, I believe, 15.8% was pro rata of whatever number they would have been awarded. So that was only a number of about 40-some thousand dollars. It wasn't anywhere near what they really need. Even if there was, but that bucket wasn't big enough to solve that problem. I mean, that $6,500 accounted for, but there wasn't enough money in that Gopher bucket to get it done. We still have work to do, is my whole point, and I don't think I'm going to be able to tell you what to solve today because I'm not even sure what the motion would be. But that goes back to the fact we need to get education people in. So I'm open for suggestions. I realize what's going on is everybody's under a time crunch because of a whole lot of other things, like opening the state up, elections. I got that. And I know Lou and I certainly face that challenge setting up these meetings, but I think we need to have another meeting with Gopher. I don't know how much time, Lou, you think we need, but, you know, whatever it is that we can come back and make a recommendation to that.
Well, could you hear me, my own?
Yep.
Okay. I think Chuck's right in this context. Michael from LBA, you say the $200,000 is what they need. This is based on all of the material that we have gathered up to this point, the deferrals, et cetera. Now, the deferral for the CDFA only goes until April, and that's when they have to start repaying that. So the $110,000 that's required for the end of the year, that's for October, November, and December. That from your perspective, Michael Keane, that keeps them viable?
I would absolutely defer to Massoma County to Massoma Community Health Center to comment on viability, but that's my understanding is that $110,000 would be very helpful to get them through December. And as you said, I mean, and Mike Sampson can share with you, is a deferral is relief for now, but there will be that balloon payment, and that's a whole other issue that they're going to have to deal with. They're very well aware of that, but at least for the next 3 months, the $110,000. And I would ask you just to clarify that with Muscoma, but based on my quick discussions with Mike this morning, that was my understanding.
Okay. See, our original discussion with Senator Morse and myself was that they would need $60,000 a month for October, November, and December, which would mean 180, and then the 20,000 a month for the next six months would allow them to remain solvent. Now, of course, the other thing, one, you could push these repayments out, but they still are repayments, and they have to be addressed at some time. And the as you said, the big thing is the balloon payment at the end, and that comes in 2022. But I think as Chuck says, we've got to find a way to save this place. Look at the people they serve. Look at the kind of service they give. Nobody else gives it, and indeed we have to find the money. And within the confines of COVID, I think we've got to find the $180,000. I'm obviously prepared to continue to talk with Chuck and look into this and see what else we could do. But my intention is to provide health care for those people. And it's not my district, it's not Chuck's district, but it's people of the state of New Hampshire that need service. And when I looked at who was being serviced, the number of people who were being served, who else is going to serve them? I think that's highly problematic. So whatever we think, but we got to move on this. This is not something that we could delay for a period of time. We're moving quickly into the month of October. We have elections coming. We have a lot of other things going on. We have problems at the State House opening that place up. And so I think we have to face it, and we have to look at it, and we have to look at it soon. Those are my comments, and obviously, I think Senator Morse and I work well together, and we try to come up with solutions that are most beneficial. So that's what I want to do. But through this whole conversation, those are the numbers that we originally came up with. Your adjustment to those numbers takes it from 300 to 200. It takes the 180 to 110. Still, we got to find the rest of the money.
Well, just so everybody understands, I mean, we're not going to get. There's two other major things that we could help with. One is if there is going to be a marriage between Mascoma and someone else, we certainly, if we're going to jump into this today, tomorrow, or the next week, you know, we'd have to work alongside them to make that happen. Along with that, I do believe on the calls we've been on that fundraising or chasing a new round of federal grants came out in the middle of our discussion with Mascoma, actually the next morning, and we were contacted by Lisa at Gopher to tell us that it may not fit for Mascoma, but it might fit for one of the partners that Mascoma already has, and we can work through that. So my whole point, even though we've been on calls for a while, I mean, I think we need, you know, at least another week to get through all these other issues and the then come back with a recommendation. But I know Mike Kane's working with HHS to see. I think there has to be some monthly amount that we can look to lines in the budget to do in order to make this all work, because otherwise it's not going to work. It's not. If we need to find them some cash flow on a consistent basis, and it's not, we need a little time to do that. And then on top of that, I think it's going to need an appropriation from GOFA. So there's a lot of work to do here. But if we could just wait a week, I think we'd come back with a recommendation and deal with it. Or if you want to wait till our next meeting, I don't know how quick we can get education together. I think we tried, but it's obviously, it didn't work with people's schedules. I don't know if we can get them together by next week, but it's up to everyone on this call. So When is our next meeting scheduled? Can someone tell me that?
It's the 27th.
Right. Yes.
The 27th. I think we've got to meet on this issue before the 27th, because the 27th, that means the whole month of October is good, and what we talk about in terms of their cash flow requirements, that's a month down, and we haven't done anything. So we've got to meet before then. I would hope we could meet next week and finish this.
Okay, so would it make sense to come back on the 13th and talk about Mascoma only, and on the 27th schedule education?
That would make sense to me, Senator. I also am seeing a hand raised from Representative Wallner, if you would like to jump in on the conversation.
Yes, thank you. I certainly think we need to come back fairly soon on the Mascoma issue, but I also think that the education issue needs to get addressed. We have not been able to come up with a decision. I think that Senator D'Alessandro, maybe in the August meeting, brought up the idea of setting aside the broadband funding that was not used for broadband, setting that aside for education. I would like to see us move forward with that and then get education in here. If we're going to meet next week on NESCOM, I'd like to see education come in at the same time. And I'd like to see the Superintendents Association come in and do a presentation for us of where they are with schools opening, some going remote. I think they've got some real needs that are urgent and that we need to move forward.
Okay. I have one other hand raised, and then I can get into some response there. Representative Hinch has his hand raised.
Yes, thank you. So I was going to also agree that we should delay action today on this. I guess the question really is, do we need to have education come in simultaneous with making a decision on Mascoma, or isn't it really two separate conversations? And the one of urgency to see it is Mascoma, and we could continue with education on the 27th, as was suggested.
This is Taylor. I think one thing I might add, without too much of a dog in the fight, because we obviously will accommodate whatever the advisory board wants to do. But I think that informing an important part of this conversation will be whether or not Congress and the White House are able to come to any deal on either extending deadlines or adding additional resources. So to some extent, particularly as it relates, I think, to the education discussion, I don't mean to sort of throw that big mess on the pile here, but I think that might, having some further information on that subject might help the education discussion a bit. I'll just throw that up for your consideration.
I think that we have to talk about education with Mascoma. Education, again, they're proceeding. You've got people that started hybrid, have now gone totally virtual. You've got people that started totally virtual who are thinking about coming back. So, and costs to be incurred as we move along. And as we've been on this subject matter for a while, it seems to me that we should get to these things now. The end of October, this money disappears at the end of December, so that leaves us November and December, and indeed the monies that aren't spent will be returned, and we're talking about a big chunk of money for education that hasn't been spent, and we don't want it returned. We want to spend it appropriately. So I think the education discussion is very important, and I think we should do both of them on the 13th.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on pushing both these subjects out to the 13th at this point?
Taylor, this is Donna Soucy. I would agree we need to do it on the 13th. I would just request that we do it earlier in the afternoon or in the morning if possible. I just have a long-standing medical appointment that I'm unable to change.
Okay. Yeah, we could come to some arrangement on timing for sure.
Earlier the better.
Okay. And if I might also just ask members of the committee about, so I've heard the Superintendents Association, is that really sort of an area, that is that someone we want to pursue, an organization we want to pursue to come before the advisory board?
Well, I think the superintendents is the perfect one because they are looking at the total costs incurred in their districts. And indeed, they would have the best, I think, the best possible information for us. And they had this huge hearing this morning. Senate Education did. I wasn't able to get in on it, but it started at 9, and I think it's an ongoing where all of this is being discussed, so we could get very fresh information from the superintendents.
Okay, Representative Wallner, your hand raised.
Yes, thank you. I would certainly agree with Senator D'Alessandro that the Superintendents Association seems to be the place that we could find out what's going on in schools across the state. And we could reach out to them. I think if we reached out to them early by next Wednesday, they would have information for us and could provide us with the kind of information we're going to need.
Yeah. Well, we would do the reaching out probably this afternoon to try to make sure that they're locked in.
And I said Wednesday, but I met next Tuesday, the 13th.
Okay. So do we want to aim for something earlier than noon then? What are people thinking, like 10 o'clock? Does that work, something around that time?
I'm good with that.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm good with 10.
That's
I'm good with 10.
10 works.
Very good. I'll take that as unanimous, yes. So we plan to revisit both of these issues on Tuesday the 13th at 10 a.m. And then we also are planning to have our next meeting after that on Tuesday the 27th at 1 p.m. And at that point, I think as our previous conversation was around the funding balances and a potential second round of business support funding. So those are our agenda items for the 27th right now. Okay?
Great.
Well, I appreciate everyone's time. As short as it was today, I apologize for the scheduling snafus. We will not let that happen twice. So we will look forward to, unless anyone has anything else, I will end this call and we'll meet on the 13th at 10 a.m.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.